What's up, everybody? Welcome back to your favorite podcast. It's your girl, Robbie Simone, blasting loud through your speakers. And this is Robbie's World. If you're new here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you get notified every single time I post. And be sure to follow all my social medias. Most of them are the same as the title. But if you can't find me through the title name, it's probably my regular name, Robbie Simone, RobbieSamon. Please do not add an E to my name. You're not going to find me that way. You're probably going to be following somebody else, you know? But this is just a quick, super quick update because I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, because technically today's Saturday. I don't know when I'm going to post this, but now you know. You guys know that I go to the doctor's once a month now. I still have to get blood work twice a week, but that ends after the next month. So I'm super excited about that. But I just wanted to like fill you guys in because I really don't post that much. And it's just because I've been really trying to live a real life rather than a social media life, as I stated it before. And not only that, I'm just trying to basically just get myself together in all aspects and areas of my life, career, personal, you know. So I don't know. I just haven't really been focused as far as, I guess you could say this is low-key my career, but this isn't my first, this isn't my first priority, which, you know, if you guys let me know how much you love it, I can make it a priority, but as of right now, it doesn't make me the most income, so let's just be honest, income is the outcome, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that means, but basically what I'm trying to say is, because it doesn't pay me the highest, I'm not really focused on it. But I can do better if that's what you guys want. With that being said, I also wanted to fill you guys in on what my doctor said. So, excuse me, before. So, as you guys know, the prednisone makes me super emotional. Very in touch with my emotions. Very much crying at dog commercials. Very much crying at sad songs that really don't even, you know, match what's going on in my life. I just cry because it's like a really sad beat. Like, it's so bad, guys. So I was taking 1.5 of my prednisone. I'm not really sure how many milligrams right off the top of my head. I will definitely fill you in a YouTube video. So like I said, make sure you subscribe and, you know, go follow me, XYZQRs. But I was taking 1.5 pill. Now I only have to take 1 pill. So screw that half, you know what I'm saying? I think I will take prednisone forever, but it will continue to decrease. My tacrolimus, they said that I'm going to be on that forever, and I'm still on 8 milligrams of that, so that's no fun, but it really doesn't bother me because it's like, literally I set my alarm, and even if I don't want to get up, I just pop in my mouth, drink something to drink, and go right back to bed because you're supposed to take it an hour before you eat, so I think it's like, it's kind of a convenient medicine, if anything. For me, because most of the time when you take a medicine or like when I take my second dose, I have to eat, like have to, because my stomach will be hurting, guys. But nonetheless, yeah, they lowered my prednisone. They said they weren't gonna touch my tacrolimus or I think another pill until they seen my results. In which I have to get my lab work done on Monday, so it probably won't be changed till like Wednesday. I'm no longer on Oxy, just because, like, honestly, I didn't even finish my last bottle. I just don't want to take those types of medicines because people get addicted to them. And if you know my backstory, I have had a past, not nothing like, oh, I'm abusing drugs and I'm addicted to them, da, da, da. But, like, I did take them recreationally for fun. I don't know if this is going to sound bad, but, like, I feel like if you went to college or you I don't know, just through your teen years, you definitely tried some things you weren't supposed to. Whether it was liquor before the early age, whether it was pills, whatever it was. This is my story, and mind your business, and don't talk about me, okay? But all I can say is now I don't. But anyway, I don't take those anymore. As far as pain, I only really feel it. I only really feel the aftermath, and it's just like a soreness. So it's like, imagine going to the gym and like really overworking yourself, and then your abs hurt really bad the next day, or your legs are really sore. I only get ab pain really
I get an intense pain on my right hand side for the most part, and then my back, and that's just because of my posture from me slouching. But other than that, I don't really feel too much. Now, if I overdo it, that's a different story. But for the most part, like, I barely have any pain. Like you guys know, I went to ATL, no problems. The only pain that I really felt was, like, getting in and out of the car because I was sitting in the back seat. But it wasn't, like, pain like, oh my god, like, I don't want to get in the car no more. Like, no, it was just, like, ouch, that hurts. Or, like, if we went over, like, a bump or something like that, it would probably, like, tingle a little bit. But it's not even like that anymore. It's been, like, a week since I took my trip, and I've already seen progress. I've also, like, played basketball. Now, that was a bad idea, because the next day, I was in so much pain. But I just put on a lidocaine patch, and I'm good to go. Today, though, I decided to clean my room. And sorry about the noise, because I just picked up my phone, and I switched sides, so you might hear my fan, my air vent, my TV, and or my heater too. Yes, I do sleep with a heater and a fan. Don't talk about it. Mind your business. I wake up in sweats, but I can be like freezing cold. And when I'm freezing cold, I obviously want to cool down, so I put the heater on. Like, just mind your business. I don't understand it either, okay? But I cleaned my room today, and I moved things around, vacuumed my floor. Tomorrow, though, oh yeah, I painted the section that was black, but not fully black. I finished that section. Now what's left is to repaint the white and figure out what I want to do with my ceiling. I have a feeling my ceiling's going to be tragic for, like, I honestly want to say for, like, probably another month, because it did take me, like, months to accomplish finishing the black paint job. So me just being real with myself, I know that's going to take some time. But I'm going to extend the white a little bit more. I mean, I'm going to finish the white, touch it up, and all the spots where my black accidentally leaked to the white, so we're going to fix that. But I'm also thinking about, So I also, today when I was painting my black, I did like the zigzag, but I feel like I need a little bit more black, so I'm probably going to touch that up tomorrow as well. And put everything back in my room, shampoo my carpets and stuff. My dad comes home tonight. Hopefully he just goes in his room and goes straight to bed. I'm praying that's what happens. But if he doesn't, he's definitely going to have a wrath with me. Tomorrow is Sunday, so I plan to just spend the whole entire day cleaning. Like I said, shampooing the carpets, XYZ QRS. But a lot of the stuff I've noticed that I don't even wear, don't really even like, just bought it because it looked cool on the internet, it will all be in my Poshmark. If you don't know about my Poshmark, please, 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 I encourage you to go shop my Poshmark. I can guarantee you there's something that you can find, because I have electronics, I have purses and bags, I have shoes, and then I have clothes as well, obviously, because it's Poshmark. But I'm really trying to get rid of all of this stuff. And if you find me on my podcast, you can just comment podcast and I'll take a couple dollars off depending on the price. Ranging from $1 to $10. I'm very, 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 very optimistic and open-minded and just a sweet person. And I'm really not pressed about the money aspect. I'm just pressed about the items being reused and being put to good use. Rather than me just wasting it or throwing it out. So just shop my Poshmark, and we can negotiate a price if it's too much. I'm not really big on overpricing things, or trying to get the same amount of money back that I got. Like, it's really not that big of a deal, because half the stuff I forgot about and didn't realize until today. But yeah. I was originally supposed to only talk about my transplant update, but somehow I'm telling you about the YouTube video that's going to be posted, pretty much, because my entire YouTube video, I'm, like, showing you my cleaning process, my organization process, and, like, my painting process, just the whole cleaning my room aspect and reorganizing my room, and I'm literally telling you now, I'm just chatty Cathy. So I repainted my dresser. the entryway, which was black, the little black corner where my TV is, so that way it's almost like a theater, and it's just dark over there. I took my lights down. Excuse me. Hopefully tomorrow I get the other pair of lights from my sister, because I gave her my 50-foot one. She ended up not using them all, so I'm going to attempt to use the other half that she didn't use, and hopefully my remote that I use for the other one still works with this one. I kept the little connector piece, so hopefully that's what really matters. Nonetheless, that's really all I really wanted to tell you, other than, you know, my transplant update. Oh, I also wanted to tell you that my doctor told me that she had seen over 200 sets of, like, numbers and, like, labs, like, lab work. And she told me that my labs were the best that she has seen that day. And, well, the best that she's seen all week, I think. Because that day, I think I was her first patient coming in. I'm really hoping that they can start to change my appointments to, like, virtual, because it literally felt like a waste of time going there. She just asked me a few questions. No, she didn't really ask me a few questions. She literally talked about her day, and, like, my stepmom and her were, like, going back and forth about, like, weather and just weird, just small talk stuff, and then literally she was like, "Do you have any questions for me? Your levels look great." And then I left. So that was completely pointless. I did need my prescriptions refilled, but they weren't ready, and I was not waiting 3 hours for that again. So they're going to deliver them to me. But literally, that's it. So that's why I'm hoping that, like, we can go virtual. She did also mention that once my 6-month mark is up, that she wants me to get vaccinated, or she would prefer me to get vaccinated. Obviously, she can't enforce it, but, like, they're suggesting it. And I told her how I felt about it. Like, there's not enough research. There's already another strand. Like, I would need 3 shots. I just have no interest in getting vaccinated. Unless it was, like, a career thing. Like, if I was going somewhere and I was getting paid, basically, to get vaccinated, no, I'm not really doing it. I just don't feel like it's a good bet for me. Like, I don't, or a good option for me. And please let me know if you, like, feel otherwise, or are in the medical field and you have some research, or can send me a direct link, because I would like to be more knowledgeable when it pertains to the corona and the new strand and the vaccination. Because I don't want to not get it if it's really, really beneficial for you, but it's just seeming like I've heard some stories, and some people are still getting sick. The symptoms and the side effects are horrible. Like, I just don't want to deal with that again, because I've already actually gotten corona. You know what I mean? I mean, granted, it has been months, so I probably could get it again, but I don't see myself getting it again if I take the right precaution. And my immune system is so much better, and I feel like the only reason why I got it in the first place was because literally people in my household had it. I was out and about and doing the most, and I didn't get it at all. As soon as I stayed home for 3 days, that's when I got it. And then everybody was like, "We got corona too." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, how long have y'all had corona?" "Oh, we've all had it this time." And I'm just like, "Wait a minute, so I got it from y'all. I didn't even get it from the outdoors. Thank you for that." Shoot, in fact, my stepmom, she still cannot smell. She's starting to get her taste back, but we got it in March. So just imagine, like, I don't want to deal with that again. And that's just one period. Excuse me. But there's nothing else really going on in my life. I am planning another trip, but this time with my sister. I am talking to somebody, because everybody keeps asking that. I am talking to somebody, and no, it's not who y'all think it is, so please stop asking. Please just keep that energy somewhere else. Literally, keep that energy somewhere else. Lower to death, but, like, not like that. But I am talking to somebody, and she is just the sweetest. Hey, Sugar Waffle, if you're listening to this, you're always going to be my Sugar Waffle. And I'm always going to want my waffles with a little sprinkle of sugar on it. You know what I'm saying? That sounded so fucking nasty. They're going to demonetize me if they hear this, but Sorry, y'all. If this is your first time listening to me, like, I like to keep things intimate and pretend like we're on the phone or on FaceTime, but, like, my phone's down so you guys actually can't see me. And if you know me for real, you guys know that when I'm actually on FaceTime, like, I never have my face on FaceTime. Unless I really, really like you, then I'll set up my phone for you. But 99.9 times out of 10, I'm, like, my phone's in my pocket. My phone's sitting on the floor. Like, my face, it shouldn't even be called FaceTime. It should be just called time for Robbie time. Actually, it just should be a regular phone call. Like, what did that even mean, what I just said? As you can hear, I'm tired. I shouldn't even be shooting a podcast right now. But what's more authentic than a nighttime podcast? If you were a real one, you would know that I used to shoot these, not really podcasts, but I would do, like, pillow talks on, what was it called? They don't have it anymore, but it was, like, connected to Twitter. Periscope. I used to get on Periscope and use just the audio, and I would just talk on here, like, until I fell asleep, and sometimes I would actually, like, leave it on until, like, and it wasn't intentional. Like, I would just fall asleep, and then it would just cut off, I guess, whenever either my phone died or if my phone was on the charger. I think it has, like, a time limit, and it would just cut off on its own. But, like, I would actually, like, fall asleep on there. Now I use Bigo, B-I-G-O, but I don't really get on there too often because it's only on my iPad, and I barely get on my iPad. Like, I really need to sell it, but I feel like it's good for emergencies and DoorDash because I don't have DoorDash on my phone. It's only on my iPad. I have a lot of things that I just don't use, like, that are just completely unnecessary, but I just want to have it to say I have it. That is ridiculous. I also need to buy a curtain because everybody keeps coming at me because I don't have a curtain on my little window. Look, guys, I'm in the basement. That little window brings light, and it's just dark down here. Like, it's completely dark down here, and I really don't get up when I cover my window. Like, sometimes I'll put my sponsorship bag in there. It's MUZMM. Use code RaRaSimone10 if you want one. They have a small one and a large one. They have different colors, different patterns. Make sure you check it out. But I put my bag in there in the window sometimes, and it, like, covers the entire window because my window is tiny. And I only have one little window, and I will not wake up because it's just so dark. It's like a theater, you know what I mean? And when I used to sleep in the theater room, I just never got up because it was just dark. It gave you very much nighttime vibes. And if I don't have light, not only am I depressed, but, like, I just don't get up. And I feel like that resonates with a lot of people. But that's why I try to buy lots of lights and keep my window open. But I will buy a curtain for you guys since you guys are so bothered. But it's going to be sheer. So, yeah, this is my little pillow talk. My little pillow talk transplant update. It's now 10:15 p.m. on a Saturday, and I'm just awaiting. Oh, I think my stepmom might have left because my brother and my father comes in at 11 via Spirit. Via Spirit Airlines. It should be called Turbulence Airlines because that's all they got. I had one bad experience. Well, one experience with Spirit. And I'm just... They are never going to sponsor me. It's okay. I don't want to be sponsored by them. You guys should just comment where my next trip should be. Because I went to ATO. I went to Florida. I went to Cali first, but it was a while ago. I went to Cali. Then I went to Florida. Well, if you want to get technical, no, we're not going to go back that far. I went to Cali, then Florida, then ATO, then ATO, then ATO, and then ATO again. It's giving very much, do you love ATO vibes? Yes, I do. But I still would prefer to live in Texas, so I think that's my next place to go. I really want to go to Dubai, and my best friend is, like, holding me hostage not to go because she wants to come with me. So, best friend, if you ever listen to this, hurry up and do what you gotta do so we can go to Dubai. Thank you. Anyway, there was another place that she said she wanted to go. Dubai. Somewhere else, islandy. I can't go right now because I think it's hurricane and tsunami season. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions as to, like, where I should go next, please let me know. And, like, give me, like, cities. Like, give me, like... if you give me a state, give me the city I should go in, give me like attractions that I should go to. I still have a few more places that I really, really, really want to hit up in Florida. I have a whole bunch in Cali. I haven't been to Vegas yet. And there's still like a lot of museums and like cutesy like date-ish type stuff in ATL. Everything else is just food. ATL's food is so freaking good. Y'all, when y'all see my video that comes out, as far as like my mukbang and stuff, grrr, I can't wait for y'all to see that one. I gotta go pee now, so I'm gonna go, because this was just a sleepy bonus pillow talk transplant update, and I keep talking in circles, but I love y'all so much, and thank you for listening to this podcast, because this podcast episode was trash. Anyway, love you guys. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, comment, like. Remember to hit me up on all my social medias, and love you guys. Bye.